It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Dr. Husing has been detailing his 2017 economic forecast for the Inland Empire over the past several weeks. He's been looking at its various individual economic segments. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Dr. Husing divides the Inland Empire's 20 or so individual economic sectors into four categories. Low-paying jobs, such as retail, restaurant, and hospitality administrative support work. High-paying jobs, such as management, healthcare, higher education, and local government jobs. And Dr. Husing has two categories of moderate-paying jobs. One, office-related work, such as financial sector work and work in the public and private education institutions around here. And the other category of moderate-paying jobs is in industrial work, such as construction, which Dr. Husing last week described as still recovering. Also in the moderate-paying industrial jobs category, manufacturing.
Our manufacturing sector is one of the few in California that grows. Last year it added 2,800 jobs. This year I'm putting it at 2,500. That's just simply, it's a sector that's strained. Last year I underestimated its growth. This year I may again. However, 28 was darn good. 25 would still be one of the best in the state of California. And here we're just flat out looking at the regulatory environment.
Yeah.
It is our own companies growing. It is not companies migrating here to a large extent. That's the difficulty. So off about 300 in growth from what we got last year.
In construction and manufacturing.
Logistics last year added 8,500 jobs. This year I'm saying 8,500 again. Now last year I predicted this sector would add 9 or 10,000. It only came in at 8,500. I was surprised it was down, but still, it is by far the strongest growing sector we've got. And so I'm leaving the job growth this year at about the same as last year.
And that's including all of the varying factors that could affect trade policy.
And the e-commerce.
And the e-commerce and interest rates.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Correct, because interest rates do affect the ability to construct. And when I look at it, what I see is the sector staying, growing about the pace it did last year. So when I add that all up,
this is the moderate paid industry sector.
So the group as a whole goes up from 18.1 to 18.5, frankly, because of construction getting a little bit stronger.
And this is just for the Inland Empire.
So this is just the Inland
Empire. You are forecasting 18,500 jobs in logistics, manufacturing, and construction over the next year.
Compared to 18.1 a year ago.
Okay. All right.
And that's,
I'll take it,
round figures, 39% of our job growth. Then looking next at the low-paying work. The low-paying sectors are sectors that pay $30,000 and below. These are generally referred to as, a lot of them anyway, as population-serving jobs. These are people in retailing. These are people in consumer services, people in restaurants, people in hotels, social service agencies, that sort of thing. When we look at this group, the first group I looked at was employment agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Employment agencies last year lost 3,700 jobs. This year, I'm forecasting they will lose another 1,500.
Now, employment agencies lose people when the economy gets better, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's generally what happens.
So we can sort of cheer for the employment agencies to lose jobs in an odd way. Not for them necessarily, but overall.
In an odd way, what's going on is companies are hiring people full-time more, so employment agencies get hurt.
Okay.
Also, the very fact that it lost 3,700 last year, one of the things that is often said about logistics is that the sector keeps using people from employment agencies rather than hiring them. Well, the data would tend to say that employment agencies are shrinking. So that's kind of an interest. So I'm saying down another 1,500 this year, because generally when the economy gets tighter and the unemployment rate is down at, for the whole year, was down at 5.9%. It's getting tight. So that's the first one. Second, administrative support. Now, what is that? These are jobs that where private people take care of company and company sites. So this would be a team that goes in and does the janitorial work at an office complex, mm-hmm. or does the gardening work at an office complex.
Or the cleaning.
The cleaning. Right. All of that sort of thing is administrative support. Last year it grew 1,700. This year I'm saying 1,500. Why? This is a sector that grows, I think, fairly slowly. And so it's still growing, but not as much as last year.
Okay.
This kind of goes along with the rather slow growth in management in the professions, which tend to office, be in the office sector.
Okay.
Then other services. Other services are things like auto mechanics, dry cleaners, those sorts of things.
That are, you can't classify someplace else. Huh?
And they tend to be related to, they're things that consumers purchase.
Okay.
As services. Hair salons, barbers, all of those would be in other services.
So you don't put them in the retail trade sector
because
they're like service. There's much service.
Well, they're also not taxed on retail sales because they're services.
You're right. Okay.
And last year, 1,100. This year, 1,100 again.
Okay. We're going to wrap up the 2017 economic forecast with Dr. Husing next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.